listening to the flagship station of Union High School Football, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Ready for the second half here of the Mid-First Bank Backyard Bowl, edition number 16 at Union Tuttle Stadium. Rick Corey along with Tom Stockton and Doc Blevins. Richard Johns here on the stats, and Ross Ford's helping us in the spotting. Union will be trailing 20-14, and they will kick off to Jinx from right to left. Stephen Forbes is the guy set up at the 35-yard line. Jinx has two players back deep at their 5-yard line. Back there waiting on this kick is Brandon Elrod and Jaden Patrick. Ball's going to go short, taken by an up back at the 25-yard line, back to the 30, up to around the 33-yard line, and cracked there pretty good. That ball was taken in there by number 88. That is Malachi Penland, the wide receiver who got it back to the 33. Tackle in there was made by Johnny Harrison. It'll be first and 10 now for those Trojans from their own 33. And, Tom, they were fairly successful running the football. As I mentioned going in, you don't have as many adjustments to make when you're leading. I don't expect them to change much, do you?
No, if it isn't broke, don't fix it. You know, it's I think they're going to do what we've got to do is just make sure we don't give up one of those 60, 70-yard passes or something.
Will Ford, once again, or Bill Cox, pardon me, will be the quarterback. It is Grant Lord to his left. First and 10 from the shotgun. He's going to fake the handoff and run to the right, as he did almost all the first half. And he'll get to around the 35-yard line, maybe the 34, and he got bunched up pretty good right there. Guy on the bottom of that pile was Marley Forsberg. He wasn't the only one in there, though, for Gabe Ford there as well. They're going to give him two, and it'll be second down and 8, and that's a better first half stand, or first half, first down stand, pardon me, by Union.
Oh, absolutely, and I think it's they've made adjustments, so this we'll get to see what they're going to do.
So it's going to be second down now and 8 for Jinx at their 35-yard line. Once again, Cox is in the shotgun. Lord directly behind him. He fakes to Lord, runs to his right. Cox is just going to take off, but he is hit and knocked down. Boy, that is a great open field tackle right there. And that came from Caleb Kalo. Caleb was out there by himself. If he whiffs on Cox, he's got some room. Gets him down for no gain. It'll be third down and 8.
And, you know, without being stating the obvious, this could be huge, this 3rd and 8. If we could make a punt right now, we'd get decent field position.
Last time Jinx had a big 3rd down, they went 77 yards through the air, and that was a 3rd and 20. Union doesn't want that to happen. At their 35-yard line, the Trojans need the 43 for the 1st down. Just underway, 2nd half. 2 receivers go left side, 1 to the right. Once again for Cox. Moore set to his right. Cox in the shotgun. Snaps his hand. Low snap. He's going to reach down and get swarmed. Cox is taken down behind the 35-yard line. Peoples was there. Gabe Ford was there. Rogers was there. That's going to be another loss on a low snap. It'll mark it at the 29-yard line, and Union is held. It'll be 4th down and 14, and that is a break for Union they need to take advantage of.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And now they're going to get the ball back, and it's going to be, you know, depending on how they punt it, could be on their side of the field with Kyler Pearson, or at least close to midfield.
The punter, once again, is a wide receiver. That is, Bo Estes. Estes standing back at his 15-yard line. Pearson back for Union. Estes back waiting. Teams are moving. The up back moves up now back, and now the whistles blow. That's the back judge running in. I think the ball moved. Nope. Somebody moved for Jinx, and they're going to move this backwards. They say procedure, and the Trojans are now shooting themselves in the foot a bit. They'll mark this back to the 24-yard line. And that'll make this a harder kick for Bo Estes, as he'll stand back around his 10. Pearson now standing up close to his 44-yard line. 20-14 Trojans. First drive of the 2nd half, and they'll have to kick it deep. Up back moving, now set. There's the snap. It's a fake. And going straight forward is Jinx, and he knocked down at the 21-yard line. And, boy, that is a big, big gamble. Malachi Penland is the guy who faked it, and he did not get more than about a yard. It's going to be at the 21-yard line, and holy cow, Tom, I'm shocked.
I am too.
Jinx turns it over on downs on the fake, and it's Union 1st down at the 21 of Jinx.
At this point of the field, that's what got me. It was a fake at this point of the field.
Well, we all know when Alan Trimble was there, Alan was famous for trick plays, but at the perfect time. That one turned out to not be at the perfect time, so a big opportunity for the Redskins here. They'll come out and send Griffin Forbes, or pardon me, they'll come out and send McDaniels to the right. Now he's going to come motion back inside. Green set to the right of Geneva. Motion by Pearson. They're going to toss instead on the left side. That's going to go to the backup quarterback. That went instead to Rovon Banks, and Banks is, and they mentioned again, kind of a, they say Banks is a Kyler Murray type. He got forced out of bounds by Jaden Patrick. Didn't get much, maybe a yard. Just showed him a little something different. It'll be second down and nine, so both teams trying a little trick.
Yeah, and I don't understand exactly what. We haven't had much success getting outside of him except with Green.
A.J. will once again be in the game. So is Junior Smith, two running backs. Two receivers going to the right side. McDaniels out there and Pearson there as well. Lipsy to the left. Geneva in the shotgun. Second and nine for Union. It jinxes 20, trailing by six. There goes Junior in motion. They'll hand off and say, no, he faked. Geneva faked it and went straight up inside himself, faked to A.J. A.J. was let go, and Geneva didn't get a lot. He got forward just for about 2 or 3 yards. He was taken down by Matt Ackerley and also Elijah Brown. Now, Union's got a player down. That player down is Alex Slaughter, the big right guard. He's down around the 21-yard line. They're going to give 2 yards to Geneva, so once he is up off the turf, this will be a third down and about seven. 9 minutes to go in this third period, 20-14, Jinx and Union with a massive opportunity here, but a big third and seven. We'll get to that when we come back. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Compare online or even better in person at Dunge's. Dunge's in Bartlesville is the only place where you can compare Ford versus Toyota or Toyota versus Lincoln. Dunge's family is celebrating 90 years of selling Ford, Lincoln, and Toyota all in one place. Dunge's model year-end clearance is on this month. Take 22% off remaining 2019 Ford F-150 XLTs plus amazing clearance prices on Toyota Camry, Highlander, RAV4, and Tacoma trucks. At Dunge's, you will get super aggressive trade-in offers along with the Dunge's Advantage Warranty, a 7-year, 100,000-mile extended warranty at no additional cost. And it comes standard with every new Ford, Lincoln, or Toyota. At Dunge's, we stack them side by side to make it easy to compare the look and feel of a Ford F-150 versus Toyota Tundra, or the Toyota Highlander versus the luxury of a Lincoln. Plus, Dunge's sweetens their car deals with $9.95 oil changes. Dunge's choice is the smart choice, and they're only minutes away from you in Bartlesville. Get more info at Dunge's. Choice.com.
Darling, did I ever have a weird dream last night?
We're down in seven for the Redskins. Geneva takes the snap, straight back to throw. He's going to have to go over the middle. Has it. That ball is caught at the 10-yard line, down to the 5-yard line. First down, Redskins. The completion goes inside. It was to Mikai Belt, and he's going to get the first down. It'll be first and goal for Union as, boy, Geneva hung in there and then delivered that underneath. Belt was wide open, and it will be first down and goal for Union, trailing 20-14 here in the third period against Jinx with 8:41 to play in this period.
I think it was a rub route. I saw Pearson go across the middle and just kind of slow down, and it kind of got in the way of the defender trying to cover this other guy.
So Mackay got inside that. It'll be first and goal now at the 4. The Redskins trying to tie or take the lead. Rovon Banks will be the quarterback. Once again, A.J. Green is set back. Double tight end, short slot right side. Now motion. Banks has the snap. Hands off inside to Green. Green pounds up inside. He has room. Gets down to the 1 yard line. A.J. Green almost to the end zone, but could not quite get there. Jinx dragged him back. Crawling up off the bottom of that pile, James Pruitt, also down there, Thurber. But that's a good gain of 3 yards on that inside play. And it's second down and goal now for the Redskins. They smell it, Tom, trailing 20-14 here with 8 minutes to go in this period.
Yeah, and they had Geneva split out. At the
wideout spot.
Yep. Yeah.
And he is back in there now, quarterback. They're going to have to hurry, though. The play clock's already at 14, and they're still in the huddle. Kirk Frederick might call a timeout here. He's going to have to. He doesn't have any choice. Kirk's going to go all the way down to the 5-yard line and call a timeout. And he's not happy with J.D. Geneva. This will be a timeout, though, so we're going to go ahead and take a timeout right now, and we'll get a report from Doc in a minute. 14. It'll be second down and goal for the Redskins next on KRMG.
Darling, did I ever have a weird dream last night?
What about?
Well, Junior came back, and he said he was thinking of opening a lawn care business, and he was asking me all about the Cub Cadet Pro Z Zero Turn.
Well, looking at Cub Cadet is smart. Sure it was Junior?
Looked like him. I told him to see Kelly and Trav and them at Tulsa New Holland. Tulsa New Holland is fast becoming the choice of lawn care professionals. And Cub Cadet commercial equipment is intended for professional use. And because Tulsa New Holland is one of the leading independent Cub Cadet dealers, you always get a better selection.
What, did he get one?
I don't know. I went to get him a drink and he ran off with my pickup. Little twerp. Should have just sent him to TulsaNewHolland.com and Facebook.
George, do you remember the first time Junior ran away?
Yeah, spent 3 months out in the chicken coop.
And then he announced he was going to self-identify as a chicken?
He was certainly on the cutting edge of that one, darling.
Yes, but he grew up thinking he actually was a chicken. The boy needed help, George.
Well, why didn't we get him some help?
Because we needed the eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Back at Union Tuttle Stadium with a second down and goal for the Redskins here. 7:54 to go in this third period. Rick Corey, Tom Stockton, and Doc Blevins. Down in the field is Doc Blevins with an injury update. Doc, tell us what you have.
Alex Slaughter came off looked like they were examining his shoulder, going through range of motion like a separated shoulder, but they're putting those gear back on him. He's going to come back in.
Outstanding. For right now, it is going to be Union second down and one. Once again, it will be Rovon Banks as the quarterback tonight. A.J. Green next to him. Banks has the snap, runs to his right, cuts back to his right. Touchdown, Union! We are all even at 20 apiece here in the Backyard Bowl. Boy, and the Redskins may be lucky they didn't get a penalty right there. The player who came in for Alex Slaughter is Parker Foreman, and at the end of that play, he drove Thurber all the way back to the 8-yard line, fell on top of him, and knocked his helmet off, and that was after the ball was in the end zone. The officials didn't call it. So it's a touchdown, and we are looking at 20-20. Forbes will try to break the tie. And, Tom, that is a big, big change of momentum.
That was huge. You're right. That's awesome. And now let's hope our defense just steps it up right here.
It was 20-7 not that long ago in this game in the second period, and it looked pretty dire for the Redskins at that point. But they were able to stem the tide and now have an opportunity with Forbes' extra point to take the lead. DeSmit will snap. Pearson will hold. Good snap. There's the hold. There's the kick. It is up, and it's true. And it's 7:50 to go in this third period for the first time since 7-0. Redskins 21, Jinx 20. This is Union Football on KRMG.
The Oklahoma Gun Show is this weekend at the Tulsa Fairgrounds. New and used guns, ammo, and tons of accessories. Bring your guns to sell or trade. Come out to the Gun Show this weekend on Saturday from 9 to 5 and Sunday from 10 to 4 at the Tulsa Fairgrounds.
With kids, life is one big adventure. That's why you need a strong financial partner like TTCU Federal Credit Union. You could get $150 when you open a checking account. And every time you use your School Pride debit card, TTCU donates to schools. Checking account? Why not call it your living account? TTCU Federal Credit Union. With approved credit, annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20% as of 7/1/19. Offer ends 10/31/19. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is the home of Union High School football. 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
What a turn of events here at Union Tuttle Stadium. A fake punt by Jinx goes wrong on their first possession of the third period. The Redskins take advantage, go five plays, 21 yards. The touchdown from Rovon Banks and the extra point, and the Redskins now lead 21-20. Kicking off is Forbes from right to left. Once again, back deep, it is Rogers and Patrick. That ball is going to go to the 1 yard line, and that is Patrick. He's at the left side 10 yard, 15 yard line. Got some room, 20, 25 yard line. That's a really nice play to get him down right there by David Romero. If Romero doesn't make that play, he's got a lot of room. So Jinx in pretty good shape. They'll start at their own 26 yard line, but they now trail 21-20. And Tom, if you're Jinx, you had a 14-point lead. Looked like everything was going your way, but what confuses me a little is they changed up what they were successful at in the first half.
Yeah, that is a bit confusing, and it'll be interesting here to see if they just come back with that quarterback run and a few other, you know, basic plays like that.
Remember,
it worked well for them.
Cox is the quarterback. Will Cox taking the place of Steven Kitterman, who was hurt. So Cox is back out in that quarterback slot. Sends Lohr to the right. They will have four wide receivers and tight end to the right side. Now Cox by himself in the backfield. Union with three down, one stand up in. Cox is going to run straight forward and does not get much. He got banged down at the 20, maybe 7. He might have gotten a yard. Almost everybody from the interior of that defense was in there. Bajek, Peoples. Mason Gibbons is not playing tonight. He's hurt. So instead, they're starting guys like Forsberg, People, and Bajek. And by the way, Walker, who had played nose guard, is back at a stand-up linebacker tonight. They're going to give him a half yard or so. We'll call it second down and nine now for the Jinx Trojans at their 27-yard line. 7:13 to go in this third period. 21-20 now, Union with the lead. Wilcox in the shotgun. Lordy has left. Cox snaps the hands. Now he's back to pass. He's got pressure, and he goes down. Oh, he got away. Holy cow, he got away. That is unbelievable. Michael Walker had him in his grasp. Thought he had gone down. He got up, and Cox got forward to the 37-yard line for the first down. How in the world, Tom, did he escape?
Well, he kind of twisted him and threw him down, and I think he just landed on his hand and just kept going. I mean, he's a running back. So he's pretty capable of doing some of that stuff.
When it teaches you as a defensive player, it's not about throwing the guy. No. It's about taking him to the ground. Think more bulldog.
Absolutely.
So that big, big play gives Jinx a first down. Now at their own 37-yard line. Again, five wide. Three to the left, two to the right for Cox. Cox slaps the hand. Jinx adjusts. Now he takes the snap, runs to his left, gets to the outside at the 40, has room, goes across that. Around the 43-yard line, Walker was the first guy there again. He had help this time from Kalo, but that's a good gain of 7 yards, and it'll be second down now at about three. And now Jinx moving it at their own 44-yard line.
And once again, it was a big play. It wasn't a pass play, but they had him backed up a little bit, and it, you know, looked like they were going to have a sack, and he just kind of kept his knee off the ground and ran for another 10, 15 yards.
So they'll come up now on second down and seven. Will the Jinx Trojans at their own 44-yard line. 5:51 to go, third period, 21-20 Union. Back to a traditional set, one wide receiver either side, double tied in. Cox is going to hand off this time to Lohr, and he is pounded right in the hole, but he pulls forward. That was a really nice job initially on the inside by Union. But the guy who hit him was not able to get him down, and I think that guy that hit him was Peoples, and he drags him forward for the first down, so Laura gets about five, and it'll be first and 10 now for Jinx at the Union, or pardon me, at the Jinx 48-yard line, and they've got that rhythm back, Tom.
Yeah, and the way they're running the ball, and the way their offense wants to run, they're in good field position now. They're in the middle, you know, almost at midfield.
Jinx takes time. They break. One receiver to the right side. That is Estes. They will have two tight ends and a slot. Once again, taking the snap and heading straight upfield is Cox. And this time he is hit at the 49-yard line. Taken down by Brandon Rogers. So that's not much. A gain of about two. That'll take it to midfield. But, Tom, one of the things that happens here, as a defender, you get pounded on and pounded on and pounded on. And that's not only a hard game, but you get lulled a little bit. And then if you don't watch it, they'll go over the top.
Yeah, and that's been our kind of our bad luck the last couple of weeks, is that we then start stopping the running game. The next thing you know, boom, they've got a pass in there behind, just like the 60-some yarder a while ago they hit.
Almost to midfield is Jinx on a second down. We'll call it eight, right at midfield. Cox takes the snap again, runs to his left, and this time gets just across the 50, but they had a hold of him right there. Michael Walker had his hand, or had his leg. He pulled free from Walker. Rogers got him down. He got to the 48 of Union, but there is a flag down. If this were to stand, it would be a gain of about three, and we'd have a third down and five. But let's see what happens here. Flag's right in the middle of the field. We'll get the call from Eric Herring, the referee. This will be a face mask against Union, so that's going to be a first down for Jinx Trojans. He did not say personal foul face mask, although with the gain, and this from the end of the play would give them the first down. Although, they're not going to do that. They're going to say the point of foul was a yard back of where they were, so that's going to bring up third down and about one now for Jinx. That'll move it to the Union 43-yard line, so you can't get a whole lot bigger than this play coming up here. Well, it's going to be second down. Pardon me, they'll replay the down. Jinx comes out with double tight, and they also have two short slots right side. Once again, the snap to Cox. Once again, Cox runs it. Gets out to the outside, has the first down across the 40, and he'll skip down inside the 38-yard line, shoved inside there by Wilkerson. Nichols there as well, but that's a first down. 4 minutes to go now in the third period, and Jinx has found that stride again, but they trail 21-20 here to the Redskins.
And once again, penalties or big plays is what's hurting our defense.
They move it down just inside the 40. Jinx almost dead center in the middle of the field, so they are just to the right side of that big red and black split U in the middle of the field here. Trojans going back to power football. Looks like the old-time Big Ten right here. Double tight, short slots. Once again, Cox in motion. Hands off instead on the left side, and that goes to Rogers. Rogers pushes forward across the 35, across the 32. Now a very late flag there. Tackle in there by Junior Smith and Jacob Rogers. But that flag is going to be something someone said to the official at the end of that play. Would have been a gain of about six, but let's see which way this goes. And Tom, where that's thrown and the way it was thrown makes me think it goes against Union.
Yeah, and looking how frustrated Kirk Frederick is down there, I'm pretty sure it is. And we're backing up.
Once again, Eric Herring will tell us, but that's probably an unsportsmanlike conduct. And that's exactly what it is. So someone said something or did something at the end of that play, and the Redskins, who have had a couple of third down opportunities to get off the field here, continue to point both barrels at their toes. 3:22 to go, third period. Union leads 21-20, but Jenks on a heck of a drive.
I'm not sure they have any toes left as many times as they've shot themselves tonight.
Well, they'd have to be using a single shot.
Yeah,
to have toes left, right?
That's true.
So they'll make it first down and 10 now, and they'll be at the Union 18-yard line. Cox turns, fakes. Now he's going to throw. Now he's going to run. Cox goes straight ahead, and he's going to go down to the 16-yard line. He faked to Lohr, tried to get upfield, could not. Torrey Thrower finally got him down. It'll be a gain of about three. It'll be second down and seven. But you know what? The way they're running it right now, first and, you know, 3 yards on first down, Tom's really a pretty good down for them.
Oh, yeah. And if you watch the quarterback, he's very patient. Very patient. He doesn't just take off running. He waits and sees where the hole is and then hits it.
And that is Will Cox, the quarterback. He is playing in replacement of Stephen Kittleman, who is injured. Cox once again in the shotgun. He's going to fake the handoff and run himself. He's at the 15, gets outside the 15. He's down to the 10. He's going to score, I think. He gets to the 1 and, nope, got pushed out of bounds. Looked like he was going to get into the end zone. Instead, Wilkerson got out there. So did Rogers, and they were able to shove him out closer to the 1. When he first took the snap, it was closed inside. But when he got outside in the 15, Tom, things opened up a good deal.
Yeah, that's been their big thing tonight, is that quarterback just kind of makes a fake, and then he just runs to where it's open.
Wilcox will bring him up again. First and goal for Jenks now. They're going to say they were out of bounds, pardon me, at the 2. They trail 21-20 with 2:20 to go in this third period. Cox has Rogers directly behind him. Cox hands to Rogers. He fumbled the football. It's on the ground. It bounces backwards. Union has it. It's picked up by a Redskin. It's the 20, 30, 40, 50, 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Nichols. Took it all the way back after the fumble initially, 88 yards. The ball inside was to be handed to Rogers. He dropped it, and then when Cox turned around to grab it, he kicked it further behind him. Nichols picked it up, and Tom, there was no one out front.
And that's got to be what it's time. You know, it's almost like justice. With the many things as we've had go wrong, that something like that would go this way.
Well, the officials ran along initially like they weren't sure what to do, but that ball bounced out and Nichols cleanly picked it up. And he had one guy close, but then past that, you're not going to catch Joseph Nichols. JoJo got out there and went after it. So 88 yards, and that makes it now 27-20 Union, with Forbes on to kick the extra point. You talk about big swings in momentum in a game that have been unseen. Jinx's fake punt and then that fumble. Forbes is set. Snap is low, but Pearson got it down. The kick is up, and the kick is good. So with 2 minutes and 5 seconds to go in this third period, Union gets a huge break and makes it pay. 28-20, the Redskins now over Jenks. This is Redskin football on KRMG.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa. Big celebration coming up. Their grand reopening on Saturday, September 14th. And Trina, lots going on.
We have the teacher and first responder have the chance to win a 2018 Chevy Colorado. For the kids, we've got face painting and we've got bounce house.
Spectacular deals that day. We want you to be a big part of it.
Route 66 Chevrolet and Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa at I-44 Memorial. It's not only a better way to buy a vehicle,
it's the right way.
You compulsively check the website every 3 minutes to make sure they haven't sold that car you want so bad. You just don't quite have the money. But a lower rate could mean getting that new car today. Oklahoma Central Credit Union has new car loan rates as low as 3.89% APR. So go buy that car, or maybe even a better car. Decide quick. 3.89% APR hassle-free auto loans from Oklahoma Central Credit Union won't last long. Call 1-800-444-6228 or visit oklahomacentral.creditunion for details about credit cost and terms.
From the Ferguson Subaru and Broken Arrow Studios, KRMG-FM Sand Springs, KRMG Tulsa, a Cox Media Group station.
Well, as Keith Jackson used to say, Ole Miss switched sidelines. He went from the maroon on the far side, came over to that red on this side. An 88-yard fumble return by Joseph Nichols after the Jinx Trojans had driven 9 plays, 72 yards, and taken 6 minutes off the clock. They were at Union's 2-yard line when a botched handoff between Cox and Rogers bounced backwards until Nichols picked it up, and there was no catching Joseph. The touchdown and the extra point makes it 28-20. And, Tom, a lot of things here. Go back to the fake punt, which was so out of character, especially where it happened for Jinx early in the half, allowed Union a touchdown. And now this, and if you're a Trojan right now, you've got to be shocked.
Oh, you've got to be completely shocked. But the thing about it, I don't think it'll change their offensive philosophy.
Yep, they never have. Forbes will approach once again and kick the ball off. This one's going to go into the end zone, and no one will return it. Let's take a look at some other scores around the state. This is the one everyone's going to be paying attention to. Broken Arrow hasn't lost in about a year and a half, but they might tonight. 28-17, the Owosso Rams lead the Broken Arrow Tigers. Union will be at Owosso in 2 weeks. Next week is a week off. Elsewhere in 6A1, Norman North is trailing Stillwater 48-0. Santa Fe North. Norman is winning 35-0 over Deer Creek. Westmore leading Southmore 36-7. And Edmond North and Edmond Memorial tied up at 14 apiece. Some scores around the state. So now, 1st and 10 at their own 20 for the Jinx Trojans. And, you know, they don't have an offense built to come back from big deficits. This is only 28-20. Will Cox, he'll be the quarterback once again. Lohr lined up to his left. 3 receivers, 2 to the right, 1 to the left. Cox, he's going to run it up inside himself. Michael Walker has a hold of him, but he pulls him forward for about 5. He'll mark it up to the 25-yard line. And Mike has gotten hands on him the last drive, but just hadn't been able to get him down. So that's a good 1st down and 5. It'll be 2nd and 5.
What would concern me right now if I was running the defense is that they're going to run it, and then may try to go over the top. And that's been our downside or our downfall for the last couple of games.
So if you're Union, you just want to get off the field one more time and give your offense an opportunity. 1:33 to play, 3rd period, 28-20 Redskins. 2nd and 5 for Jinx, now at their own 25-yard line. Cox once again has Lohr to his right, offset. Now Lohr goes in motion, double receivers either side. Cox has the snap, back to throw. He's going to throw short to the inside. That was a very quick pass. Tried to get it inside quickly. Tried to dump it off to Quinn Hill, but that ball just fluttered out of his hands like somebody shot it. That's incomplete. It'll be 3rd and 5. That's the 1st incompletion of the night for Cox, who was 5 of 5 at the half.
Yeah, and it looked like the ball, either he wiped his hands off pretty good just now with Coach Calabrese over there, but it looked like it slipped out of his hands or something. It came out.
Big,
like a knuckleball.
Big 3rd down play here. 3rd and 5 for Jinx at their own 25-yard line, trailing 28-20. 1 receiver left, 3 to the right, 1 does a short slot. Cox is going to run it to his left. He gets forward, but not quite to the 1st down. He is dragged down by Brandon Rogers at the 29, and now a huge decision here for the Trojans. They have 4th and 1 at their 29-yard line. With a minute to go in this 3rd period, The numbers say kick it, but will they do that? Keith Riggs looks like he's sending on his punt team. However, they've already faked one and always try to draw you off sides, Tom, so this is a dangerous play for Union.
Yeah, that's the thing I would be worried about is being drawn off sides. There's absolutely no excuse for that right now for them to be able to draw us off sides because they surely said something to them before they went out there to block this.
Bo Estes is the guy who will kick it away, and he's trying to draw Union offsides. They're jumping, they're doing everything they can, and then finally a timeout called. That looked like Jinx had players moving their hands, which many times officials will call penalties on. And honestly, I think you should in that case. It's the same thing as trying to duplicate a snap count. That doesn't make sense to me either. Instead, Jinx runs out and calls a timeout. We're going to keep it here, though, because this one might be a fairly short one, and now we're going to find out what the Trojans really want to do. The entire plan may have been try to draw them off. If not, we'll call a timeout. We'll talk this over. So what do you expect now, Tom?
Well, I expect them to punt it. I really do, because we haven't, you know, we scored up with a defensive touchdown. We haven't just, you know, trashed them with our offense all night. And they probably figure they've got a full quarter left, so let's go down and make a stop and then go from there.
In the past, obviously, you watch an Alan Trimble team, and they'll try things at the weird times. The Jinx did that earlier, and it failed. So let's see what they decide to stay with here. It is fourth down and one for Jinx at their own 29-yard line. 28 seconds to go third period. They trail 28-20. They'll bring Estes, the punter, back out. Union's going to send that their regular defense out, which I think is a smart play.
Yes.
And just play base defense here just in case. Now, Pearson will still be back to receive a punt if it happens. He's back around the 39-yard line. Now, there are four on this, if you will. One up back to Jinx if they decide to fake this thing. Team set. There's the snap to Estes. He's going to go ahead and kick it away. That's going to be high but short, and it's going to go to the left and out of bounds. So where they mark this is going to be key, as there was no chance for Pearson to make that catch. The official is going to walk up the sideline and mark it where? One official standing at the 35, but there's no chance it went out of bounds there. That's where it landed. They're going to mark that at the 35. That ball landed out of bounds at the 35. There's no chance that's where it crossed the sideline. But here we go again with marks and football. I will say this. High school officials, in my opinion, are better at marking it than college officials. College officials, if you get 8.5 yards, they just give you a first down. It's a changed game. So 21 seconds to go, third period, 28-20 Union over the Jinx Trojans, and it is first and 10 for the Redskins at their 35-yard line. First time they've had an opportunity to get a two-score lead. J.D. Geneva brings him out, Junior Smith to his right and Green to his left. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Geneva set. Going to hand off inside to Junior. He's going to go slight to the left side, pardon me, and gets right back to the 35, but there's a flag down, and that will be a face mask. That will be Coleman Thurber, who grabbed Junior's face mask at the 25-yard line. He was not going to get far, certainly not as far as they'll get with the penalty. Now the question is, will this be the personal foul or will it be the 5-yard type? The officials are talking that over. We'll see in a moment. Eric Karen says personal foul, so this will be the 15-yarder, and that'll move it up to the 40, past the 40, actually. They're going to move it to the 50-yard line. So the Redskins will be in very good field position right at midfield as we get close to closing out this half. Going wide right for Union. One receiver out there, that is McDaniel. Two receivers here to the left. Once again, in the shotgun is J.D. Geneva has two receivers. He's going to hand off inside to Junior Smith once again. Oh, Geneva kept it. Boy, good fake by J.D. Geneva, and he pushes forward across the 45 down to the 44-yard line. Geneva faked out almost everybody, including us. James Pruitt off the bottom of that pile for the tackle, and that will end the third period. So you talk about changes in emotions. We've had them tonight, right now, at the end of the three. It is Union 28, Jinx 20, back with quarter four next. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
A recent report by the Commonwealth Fund shows that nearly 45 million Americans skip taking their doctor-prescribed medications due to cost each year. There is a solution, and it's right here in Oklahoma. GenScripts Pharmacy. For over 12 years, GenScripts has been helping consumers just like you eliminate the pain of high prescription prices. Not just major relief to your budget, but more importantly, GenScripts helps you stay on the path to better health. So please shop around. You can and you need to shop around for your prescriptions. Your insurance copay isn't necessarily the lowest price. With stores in Midtown, Broken Arrow, Owosso, and South Tulsa, Bixby, GenScripts makes it easy for you to shop around. Call 918-748-4444 for a free price check on your meds. 748-4444 or online at TulsaPharmacy.com. That's TulsaPharmacy.com. You need to shop around and keep more money in your pocket. Happy faces, happy prices. GenScripts Pharmacy.